If anyone can hear me, this message is for you. My name is Alex Denny, and I hope I'm coming through. I do these weekly broadcasts hoping that they ease your strife. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. I shipwrecked on this island so many years ago. It's filled with talking animals, and now I call it home. I'll wait on being rescued till the world gets back in stride. We're all in this together in this lonely island life. We're all in this together in this lonely island life.
Welcome to Island Life with Alex Denny. It's my broadcast from an island of talking animals, and I'm here, man. It's where I am. It's where I live. It's my home, you know, for the time being. Don't worry about rescuing me. Worry about taking care of yourself in this very hard time all over the world, pretty much everywhere except for the island right now, as far as I know. So I'm just worried about you guys out there, anyone who might be listening. Just focus on getting through. I've been learning a lot about isolation in my time in these past few years. And I can say, I know you can get through it yourself. What's been going on with me? Well, I've been trying to adapt to getting back to normal. I've been trying to get out and going to the beach. I've been going for hikes. I say that not trying to make anybody feel bad about themselves not being able to go to the beach and go for hikes, but just to know that that's waiting for you too, ahead of you. Until then, maybe just take everything you want to do, and for now, just put in a basket. Just think, this is my basket of stuff that I get to do once this is all past. And just hold on to that basket. You can hug that to you tight, even if it's just you. Just think about those dreams that you've got. Anything you've ever wanted to do before, right now, you're just waiting, because once this is over, man, you're going to be able to go out and do it all. In the same way, once it's all over for everybody, eventually I'll leave this island. I'll do some traveling. Maybe you can do some traveling and be able to see all the ones you love. Go places you've never been before. If we can ever figure out where this island is, maybe you can come visit this island. Just don't do it now, because we don't want you to bring coronavirus, COVID-19, to the island. I don't know if animals can normally catch it out in the regular world, but I sure don't want any of my animal friends to catch it out here. And I'm a human, so I can catch it. Meanwhile, I hope you're staying safe, avoiding catching the virus, and I guess that's all I got to say. I'd love to, if anyone's listening, I'd love to hear from you, see how things are going out there.
Hello?
Hello!
Wow, it really works. I got this radio from like years ago, just in case of a hurricane, and I put some batteries in it. I just found it in my old boxes. And it works, and I'm picking up a signal from you. You said your name was Alex?
Yeah, Alex Denny.
Wow.
Sounds like we're both on emergency radios right now.
This is insane. I mean, I didn't even think that this thing worked. I'm Jorge Manuel Berrios. I'm originally from Miami. That's why I have this radio, because there's an abundance of hurricane seasons. And I live in LA now, and I obviously don't need the thing. But I figured during this quarantine, I'd put some batteries in. Where are you?
I'm shipwrecked on an island of talking animals. I'm been here for the last, you know, seven, eight years.
Oh,
spent
man,
a long time trying to get off, but for now I'm staying put. You know what I mean?
No, it seems like this is the time where you should stay, especially with what everything that's happening now. I mean, I've been home for 49 days.
Oh, man. Yeah, we were just doing something similar. We had an outbreak of island fever, but happily that's ended. I'm sorry to hear it hasn't ended for you guys out there in the world.
Wow, island fever. Well, I mean, congratulations, and I wish you the best of luck. And you know, be careful with going outside and then bringing that curve back up. You know, you want to flatten that curve and keep it flat, they say.
Oh, definitely. We're all still, you know, listening out to what the doctors and the island health professionals are saying. But we've been given an all clear that it seems contained, and so hopefully that's the way it'll stay.
Oh man. I'm glad I turned this thing on and put some double A's in here. I mean, it sounds like since you're only talking to animals, it must be nice to just speak to another human being.
Exactly. You know, I love all my animal friends, but I do relish these every week or so. I don't always get a human being on the radio every week, but I'd say more weeks than not, it works out that way, which is really nice. I get to talk to somebody from my own species every once in a while.
Well, Alex, do you have any questions about America or LA or anything? I mean, I got time, man.
Sure, man. I'd love to chat. Well, why don't you tell me a little about yourself? What are you up to now? What do you do when you're not holed up from the virus?
Well, I do, you know, improv, and I'm an actor, and I've been in LA since 2014. I used to work at a yoga studio, and before the quarantine, I was working front desk, but I was also doing yoga, and so that was pretty cool. You know, just getting my stretch on.
Mm-hmm. Do you still get your stretch on now? Do you do?
I do. I get my stretch on now at home, but it's very different because it's heated yoga where I work.
Mm.
And so now it's room temperature yoga, and it's not the same. I'll tell you what, it's not the same.
I mean, I imagine, you know, unlike out here, I don't have much control over the temperature of my hut, but if you had central heating, maybe you could just pop that heat all the way up and get sweating.
Yeah. Yeah, it's starting to get hot here. I mean, it's, what are we, in May now? Wow. I mean, time flies.
Absolutely.
I don't even know what days are anymore. Do you keep track of days out there?
Yeah. I do my little tally mark on the wall every
kind of like Tom Hanks in like Castaway.
Exactly. Unfortunately, I don't have a volleyball, but like I said, I have lots of actual animal friends to talk to when he only had an inanimate object.
And do the animals talk back?
Yeah. No, they're talking animals.
Oh,
I'm talking human. They're talking animals. That's insane. Just last week, the last time I was talking to somebody, I was able to introduce them to a crocodile and a red panda and a squirrel. So who knows which animal friends will show up today. They often do while I'm doing my broadcast. I've got a pretty open door policy, at least now that our quarantine is over, the door is open. Hey, Alex. Oh, what's up? Is that Jethro the lemur?
Yeah, hey, man. How you been?
Oh, I've been doing great ever since I could, you know, get out of the house, you know?
You're doing one of your broadcasts, trying to get people to come and rescue you, huh?
Oh, no, I'm not doing the rescue thing right now, Jethro. It doesn't feel right while there's so many people out there who need help, I'd say more than me.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just sheltering in place in my own way.
I mean, I've seen some stuff, man, but the island fever had me locked down, man.
I bet that's hard.
Takeout, just taking my hand out and grabbing whatever bugs I could, and I gotta tell you, I put on an ounce. I've been lazy. Look at me, got a little more round around the waistline.
I think you look great, Jethro. I think you're being too hard on yourself. I've put on a little weight. I wasn't able to go out and swim. I love swimming, and so I've been at home. I haven't been able to do any of that.
Yeah.
I do a little bit of yoga, though. I don't know if you've tried yoga yourself, Jethro.
I mean, I'm pretty stretchy, and I'm pretty limber. You know, every so often, I like to do a good little stretch, hang from my tail. It's it's a thing. A lot of jumping from one tree to another. And, you got to stay a little limber.
Oh, I bet you.
Because it's hot, so.
Notice your quads are gigantic, man.
Jethro, I don't mean to cut you off. My name's Jorge. I can hear you through the radio. I just wanted to say, man, you know, sometimes it's a mental game and not a physical game.
Well, we got us a yoga expert over here. Hello, Jorge.
Jorge is a human living in Los Angeles. And, Jethro's a lemur.
Wow.
Yeah.
also, I want to say that both of you are saying my name very smoothly, Jorge. I appreciate that.
Thanks. That's just, that's ears of smoking. I got shipwrecked in this island. I used to be a test animal. Yeah.
Okay. What was your favorite, Jethro?
There's been some stuff that they tested on me. A lot of hallucinogenic stuff. I saw so many things. You know, normally we're colorblind, and we're nocturnal creatures, so our eyes are really, really big. But my pupils got so dilated, man.
Come back, Jethro. Come back, Jethro.
Sorry.
I thought we lost him.
Yeah, you're zoning out on us for a bit.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, guys. Hey, sorry. I've been here the whole time.
Oh, what's up, Remy?
Yeah, hi. I've been up in this tree, and now I'm down from the tree, and I'm here. Sorry, I was eavesdropping.
Remy the Red Panda, this is Jorge. He's a human. Jorge the human.
Hi, Remy.
Hi, Jorge. Hi. I wanted to chime in because you were talking about hallucinogenics, and I found a patch of mushrooms on the other side of the island, and I think they're special mushrooms.
Whoa, how long ago did you eat them, Remy?
About 45 minutes ago.
Oh, God.
Were they under a really nice, big, mossy tree with a big, long scar running through it and a big notch hole?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly right.
Oh, dang.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Did I eat your special mushrooms?
No. I mean, look, man, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine. That's just the way I see things. They're communal. But, yeah, you found my stash. You found the red special. Mm. The red special. You know, they got these little freckles on them. Good stuff, but, buddy, I hope you didn't do more than one.
I ate a couple. I'm kind of a red special.
You are. You're definitely red and special. Wow. No, you have a special.
See, redder than normal, actually. It looks like you're flushed underneath your red fur, Remy.
Yeah, I think so.
Like a big tomato of a panda.
Remy, I would say to just number one, enjoy the ride.
Okay.
Number two, just let follow the process. Okay. Let it happen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You're in a safe place. Everybody here is your friend. That goes.
Thank you. Right back at you.
It's a good place, man. If you need a hug, I can give it to you now. So, you know, it's okay, man. Just take the trip. Just take that trip, man. Yeah.
You know, speaking of hugs, sitting in quarantine, I never thought I'd say this. I miss a hug.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Real.
You ever give yourself a hug? You ever just
I have. And I look in the mirror and I look at myself and I'm like, I love you. I appreciate you. And you're going to get through this. And it feels good. You know, it also feels good when someone else says it as well. But I guess that's just me in my own mind. Maybe I just have to release that and know that I am one.
Well, Jorge, I'm going to tell you this. I love you. I appreciate you.
Wow.
I'm giving you just a big mental hug right now, man.
He's also hugging himself.
And I'm hugging myself.
Just so you know, he is hugging himself like he's hugging you.
Thank you, Alex.
It's beautiful and weird at the same time, man. But it's
just squeezing myself like I was giving you a big old hug.
I'm going to hug this pine cone.
Oh, careful.
Careful, that might... Oh,
wow.
That might not
seems
be
to be
idea.
Enjoying it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Remy, you do you, baby. You do you.
Well, I guess since we're doing it, you know, I just want to say, Alex, Jethro, Remy, I love you. I appreciate you. And you are enough.
Wow.
Thanks.
That's deep, man.
That is deep.
That is, I love you and I appreciate you, Remy. Even though you got into the stash, it's okay, baby. It's okay. Let me just, your fur is really nice and soft. It's smooth.
Yeah.
It's, that's nice.
Thank you. That is nice.
Yeah, just be, just, hey, that's, sorry, Alex.
No, man, this is great. I got a lemur and a red panda. They're just sitting on my couch in my hut and just.
You know, I like what you did in the place. Time. Yeah. By the way, I'm thinking about taking an actual trip, and I don't mean like, you know, like a, you know, a metaphysical, like taking something and taking a trip, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I was thinking about going up to like the other side of the island because I feel like I've been trapped a little too long. So I was wondering if you got like any small luggage, a little basket or something that I can just, you know, pack some things, carry it on my tail and just take off, you know,
oh,
see
sure.
the island.
Well, I do. I have the I have my suitcase that I shipwrecked with. I could take all the stuff out. You could borrow that.
I mean, that might be a little too big. I mean, that's about the size of my, you know.
Oh, I guess you're right. That would be pretty heavy. Okay, let me see. Well, inside my suitcase, I do have a tiny basket that was, you know, woven out of palm leaves. Does that look like the right size for you?
I mean, that looks perfect, man. I mean, well, it's either that or a toiletry bag. You know, that's pretty good.
Use it for whatever
same thing
you
I
want.
Was thinking.
Man. In fact, you can. This is my gift to you.
Oh, I didn't bring you. I didn't bring you anything, man. But
your present. You know, your presence is presence enough, man.
I can show you towards my stash if Remy could definitely guide you there.
Oh yeah. I know the way.
You know, I've never tried mushrooms before. What about you, Jorge? You ever experimented with psychedelics?
I have not, but I've heard a lot of stories, and I remember one time someone did tell me that like they saw a dragon just coming at them the entire time. But then I've heard also great stories of like, you know, finding themselves or like seeing themselves outside of themselves. So it's like a 50-50 of like, whoa, don't do it. And like, whoa, you should do it.
Hmm. Yeah. And where do you think you ever will?
Maybe. Well, here's the thing. They say that there's micro dosing now. This is like a thing now where it's like you can just do a small dosage that doesn't throw you over the top, which I know Remy is not on that right now. Remy's on a full
blown. No.
Yeah. I'm doing it.
When I was in the lab, they would slowly increase the dosage. It started out okay, but eventually everything started to melt all around me. But it's okay. Look, I'm in a better place right now.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of reading on psychedelic mushrooms, or psilocybin, which is the thing that makes you trip out inside of them. And yeah, you're exactly right, Jorge. There is microdosing, but then there's also full-on dosing where they put a lot of it, like just grams and grams and grams of shrooms inside of you, and then they put you in a dark room, and then they put earphones in you, and they put eye coverage on you, and just let you trip out all the way through it, kind of get out some of the inner demons through the trip. Pretty crazy stuff, pretty crazy research they're doing. Yeah.
Whoa. The greatest trip you'll ever take is a trip into yourself.
I think Dr. XB Alidosius is running that experiment on the island, the millipede. Yeah. He's a millipede.
Yeah. Yo, this island is pretty progressive. Like there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Sure. We've got, I mean, it's kind of a hodgepodge, I'd say, of, you know, more primal and more civilized society of island law and law of the jungle, you know, and we meet somewhere in the middle.
The circle of life, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. It's the wheel of fortune.
I got to say, Alex, there is one thing that I've always wanted to say to you, and that's thank you for not eating any of us.
Oh, yeah.
It's deep down from the bottom of my heart, man. It's something I really appreciate that.
Alex, are you vegan on this island?
I am, yeah, actually.
Wow.
Well, vegetarian.
Okay.
You know, like
lacto?
Some of the, you know, like if an animal's, they sell their milk or you know, their eggs that aren't fertilized. I'm fine with making an omelet as long as I'm not, you know, killing any talking baby chicks, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I stopped eating meat. Once what would be your hamburger starts talking back to you, it's pretty easy for me to say I'm not going to eat meat anymore.
Wow. You know, I get that. And you said you've been on the island for 7 years.
Yeah. Ever since left Hawaii, I was trying to fly to LA and I should have flown to LA. Instead, I tried to sail to LA, got shipwrecked here.
Wow. Well, you know, 7 years ago, this probably didn't exist, but there's something called Beyond Meat, and there's like Impossible Burgers now. It's burgers that are made out of plants.
No kidding. How does it taste?
Dude, if you had an address, I would send you some. They taste amazing. I was vegan for 3 months and then just couldn't say no to eggs anymore. And really needed to just have some eggs. And so, but I still eat Beyond Meat and I still eat Impossible Burgers. And I thought they tricked me. I thought I was eating a real burger and that I had ruined my veganism, but it was a plant. It was a plant-based burger.
I do a lot of research. You know, I'm always keeping up on the trends. And the thing that I find real funny is how the impossible meat could be more expensive than the cow meat. I mean, what are we Agreed. Saying? What are we saying as a society? That a cow is less valuable than the plants? Oh.
Wow, Remy. I agree with you 100%. I think that every time I buy it, I say, how is it that I can go to McDonald's and get a patty for 99 cents? Yeah. But then this burger is like $5-$10.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, well, it doesn't make any sense.
I wonder, though, are you taking into account the fact that this burger is supposed to be impossible, and yet it's not impossible. You're able to buy it.
You're paying for semantics.
Yes. You're paying for possibility within the impossible.
Yeah.
They charge extra for the hyperbole.
Yeah.
This is usually the case.
It's just all about the marketing, man.
I'm really glad that I found these double A's and this radio. I got to be honest with you. I didn't think I was going to end up having a conversation like this today.
Yeah, well, I am too. Are you hold up by yourself, or do you have roommates or anybody?
I do have a roommate, and we've been making videos. We've been doing stuff on Instagram, and you know, I got on TikTok because it's just the thing that everyone is doing, and so why not test it out? And you know what? It's a community. Great ideas are just circling around, and it's like I get to make my own spin on them. But I've noticed that my TikTok videos, when I post them on Instagram, they get all the likes either way. So it's like you get the ideas and the creativity from one, but then you share it in another. You know, it's not limited to just one outlet, I feel.
Mm. Where would somebody find your videos if they wanted to look at them?
So my Instagram, on my TikTok, and my Twitter, it's Berrios, B as in boy, E as in Edward, R-R-I-O-S, the number 3, the number 0, and the number 5. Like, Mr. 305! That's a Pitbull impression.
You know, you're a very good speller.
Yeah, I've been spelling my last name for a long time because people think it's Barrios, B-A, but it's B-E, which originated in Puerto Rico, and I'm Cuban Puerto Rican, so... people predominantly know me as Cuban, so they think Barrios, but it's actually Berrios with a rrr, in parentheses.
With a rrr.
Oh, that was really good, Jethro.
Thanks, man. It's a side effect from all the electroshock therapy I got.
Wow. Got it.
I think I want to add that to the beginning of my name, Remy. Remy.
Oh, that's really good, Remy. Remy, how are you feeling right now?
I feel great. I mean, everything's kind of really pretty. Everything kind of looks like an Oompa Loompa. Like, the colors are pretty incredible. Have all these trees always been this beautiful?
Yeah. Wow, so, Remy, they're just prettier now.
Wow.
So you do like the look of it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I had the thought... what does your last name, does it have like a translation, a meaning?
Oh, that's a great question. I can actually look it up, you know? Why
not? Yeah, you have the internet. We don't have that.
I have the internet, yeah.
We just have the gaggle.
If y'all have any questions, I mean, I can get them answered. I do know that there is an independent party in Puerto Rico, and the independent leader, his name is Ruben Berrios, and he's my grandfather's cousin.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, so there is, here we go. Noble surnames such as Berrios evoke images of the ancient homeland of the Spanish people, originally derived from the Spanish word barrera, which referred to a barrier and denoted that the family originally lived beside a gate or fence. Something about maybe being secluded, right? Within barriers.
Wow.
And then kind of like how I'm in quarantine right now, and my home is my barrier. Whoa, guys, my mind is blown once again in this conversation.
Yeah. You're definitely blowing Remy's mind.
I am tripping.
I mean, I want you to know that any barriers you're feeling around yourself now are they're safe, they're protective, and
we're here.
There's the door, which is open for you to enter or to leave at any point, just to make you feel comfortable with where you're at right now.
Thanks.
If you need a little Sherpa, I'm always glad to help you, buddy.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Some coconut water might help Remy if he gets too. Sure. It might taste great too.
Ooh, let me.
You want
a coconut water, Jethro? You want a coconut water?
Yes, please.
Coconut water's all around, man.
drill into that coconut right there.
Oh, wow.
All right. There you go, Remy. And then there you go, Jethro. I'd offer you one, Jorge, but I don't think I could get it to you in time.
Completely understood. I've got some in the fridge.
Oh, lovely. Well, then I hope toast our coconut waters to each
Cheers.
Other. Cheers.
Cheers, y'all.
Cheers.
It's funny talking about the meanings of names. As an actor, that's something I actually usually like to do when I'm looking at characters I'm going to play. I try to look at what their names mean and see if that can inform a character I'm playing. It's harder to do out here because we don't have the internet, but so often if I don't know what something means, I can, you know, yell to the gaggle, which is the big flock of seagulls that flies around the island and watch everything and know a lot.
Well, they've probably got some info, some inside gossip as well, I bet.
Oh, exactly. It's everything. It's gossip, it's news, it's island surveillance. It's a lot of things.
Do they fly over every day?
Oh, they're always around.
They're like our own spy satellite, always checking in on us.
So that's the thing. We really have to pay. It's kind of a trade-off between like the benefits that the gaggle brings, because, you know, always having that information available at any time, but also you're giving up some of your privacy with the gaggle.
Yeah, the gaggle's like Big Brother, huh?
Kind of, yeah. But it's these trade-offs we have to make to live in a society, I guess.
Yeah, it's give and take. It's that balance. The yin to the yang.
It's a nice semi-modern society, and it comes with the risks. But, you know, I do feel a little bit safer, even though I don't really like it when the gaggle is, staring through my little notch hole in the mornings. That's just a little weird, man. I feel like they're watching me all the time.
Yeah, they really should stay up in the air and not be peeking in through notch holes in people's huts, I think. I think that is taking it a bit far, if you ask me.
I want to fly on one of them.
Remy.
Dude.
I want to
make the impossible possible, Remy.
I got to jump on their back and then I could fly with them. Hello.
Hey. It's me. I know. Hold your applause. It's me, Steven Seagal.
Hey.
Whoa.
I heard someone say something impossible. Everybody knows nothing is impossible. With Steven Seagal.
Steven, do you think maybe I could get on your back? You could fly me across the island?
I don't think that's such a good idea, Remy. I mean, no offense, Steven. I just don't think he can actually hold your weight. You are about twice as big as he is.
I am a bigger bear.
As I said when I arrived, Jethro, nothing is impossible with Steven Seagal. And so just to prove it to you, I'm going to take Remy on the flight of his life.
Whoa.
Around
Steven,
the island.
Steven, wow. Steven, Steven, Steven,
Steven, Steven,
Steven, Steven,
yeah.
Steven,
Steven, I'm on your back. Here we go.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I sure
Alex,
hope Remy doesn't freak out. What's up?
Alex, did he do it?
Oh, they're off. They're off. I can barely see him now.
No way, there's a...
actually surprised by this.
Steven
Hold on.
Flies very fast. Sorry, if you don't know, Steven Seagal, he's an actor on the island. He's a part of the gaggle. He's a sheriff.
Okay.
Yeah, he
does
a lot.
He currently has a red panda on his back,
exactly.
And he's flying
he's
in the air.
Seagull.
He wears many hats.
He's a seagull flying through the air with a red panda on his back right now.
He's a Renaissance gull.
Exactly. He at least claims to be the best at whatever he does.
Okay. Well, I mean, flying with a red panda on your back, that's okay.
I mean, he really truly proved that anything is possible.
Ah!
Whoa.
Oh. Whoa.
Is that Remy?
That was a trip.
Rough landing there.
It's a little bit of a rough landing. I'm okay, though. I'm good. I'm cool.
You know, next
Remy,
time
if you
don't
had to
shake around too much, it wasn't because he was too big for me. He was, he was shaking around because he's freaking out on those mushrooms.
Yeah. I 100%. If I was sober right now, I wouldn't have been shaken as much. You could have helped me. I believe that to be true.
Well, obviously, because it's the truth.
Yeah, it's the truth. I said it. We both speak truth.
Steven, I take back anything I ever said about you.
What have you been saying about me?
You've
been saying stuff about me, Jethro? We gonna have a problem?
You look at the time. I gotta get going, man.
No.
Do I need to do some Sea Kundo?
No fighting.
Go Kundo.
No. It's cool, baby. It's cool. Yeah.
We're cool.
We're cool.
Steven, this is Jorge. I don't know you, but just from the sound of your voice, you sound real powerful, man. And I just want to say I love you and I appreciate you.
Hell yeah.
Well, thank you, Jorge. I mean, you should. You should love me and appreciate me. But I'm really trying. I've been going to therapy. I'm really trying to be more open. And
thank you for your vulnerability.
I barely know you, but Mr. Man on the Radio, I'm going to say I love and appreciate you too.
Wow.
Thank you.
I got to get back to work. Now that the whole quarantine is lifted, we're going to start, we're doing a new show. So I got to get back to that. So, y'all.
Steve, it's okay to cry. If you feel the love, it's okay to cry.
Steve.
What?
Steve. What? I love and appreciate you, man. And I think you're a wonderful talent.
I love and appreciate you, Steven. I think you're the best. I always knew you'd be able to carry me around the island. I knew it.
I mean, you should. Why would I need to cry?
Show off your glorious plumage, baby.
That's all right.
It is pretty glorious. Of course it is. And there's no reason why I would need to cry for something that's so obviously true.
Well, you're just beautiful inside and out, and you're feeling feelings right now. That's okay. Go ahead and cry.
Try and remember that in therapy, Dr. Big Big said that feelings are not for losers and wimps.
You're feelings not sure.
Are.
Just feel
go
it,
with
baby.
The process.
Go they break the birds.
Come on.
Thank you. I gotta go. I got something in my eyes. I'll see you guys later.
All right.
Bye, Steven.
Bye, Steven.
Nice meeting him.
Oh, I didn't tell them I loved and appreciate. I love and appreciate you, Steven.
I gotta tell you, I've never seen that side of him before. He's usually been very, cocky and, not exactly pleasant to be around, but now I see the gull inside of him for the first time, and it was beautiful.
This has been a big day.
Wow.
We all want to be loved and appreciated, I think. Even tough guy seagulls.
I did not think that 4 AA batteries were going to take me through this ride.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to be here taking it with you, man. Speaking of batteries, mine are running out.
Oh.
So I think wrap this up. But Jorge, if there's anything else you wanted to share with anyone who might be listening, where they can check out your work, anything like that.
I mean, all the social medias. Yeah, the Barrios 305, and I've got shows coming up. You know, whenever we get outside, for sure. I have a solo show that I perform. It's a solo SOUL-O because I share my soul with the audience.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I appreciate you, Alex. I appreciate you, Jethro. I appreciate you, Remy. Man, what a day.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
We appreciate you too, baby. Yeah. Mr. Yeah. Berrios. Berrios.
Berrios.
I'm so jealous. Remy. I can't roll my R's.
Jethro.
All right. Well, I got a little song I like to play at the end of every broadcast if you want to stick around for that, Jorge.
Sweet.
It's time to go. The sun's setting down. The power in my radio is almost run out. So at least for now, I'm here to stay. Maybe I'll get rescued on another day. But we had some fun.
We made new friends, and tomorrow is another chance to try again. Until then, we'll say goodbye. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life.
Hey everybody, LA Alex here with the credits. Jorge Emmanuel Berrios is an actor and improviser who is a graduate of the Second City Hollywood and has performed in house sketch and improv teams and in premium shows such as Hispanic Attack. He has also written for and performed in the 2017 and the 2018 CBS Diversity Showcase, and he can be found on social media at Berrios305. Jethro the Lemur was played by Eric Bautista Rogel, who is an actor, voiceover artist, and improviser with whom I first collaborated on Anti-Socialites Go Back to the Bunker, our graduate sketch review at the Second City Hollywood, and which you can view at youtube.com/thealexdenny. You may have seen him in commercials for brands such as McDonald's, Target, Hyundai, and Sprint, and you can find him on social media at Eric Antihero. Remy the Red Panda was played by Sean Cowig, who is an actor, writer, producer, and improviser who can be found at seancowig.com or at Sean Cowig on Instagram and Twitter. He is one of the founding members of comedy group Dr. God, and you should check out their animated show Hellden on Sci-Fi or their feature film Bloodsucking Bastards on Amazon Prime. Steven Siegel was played by me, Alex Denny. You can check out some highlights from a comedy pilot I did a few years ago, Twin Turbo, where I played a creepy pansexual European twin named Henrik, at my acting channel, youtube.com/thealexdenny. You can also experience my music work at youtube.com/dennyandstereo. Cover art by Jeremy Rabb. You can visit us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, and Gmail at Island Life Pod, and we'd love it, we really would, if you rated and reviewed us on Apple Podcasts. And thanks for hanging out with us on Island Life.